What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast with Alex Aronson, my co-host Corey Yoskowitz.
What's going on, guys? Thank you guys for listening again. You guys are the best.
You're the best. The absolute best. And we are joined by the very funny Tori Cole. Hello, Tori.
How's it going?
Say hello to the listeners.
What's up? How's it going? Thanks for having me. This is great.
She's a little nervous. She did a lot of research before she came on. Listened to a lot of episodes. Yeah. The bar was set very high.
Yes.
Yeah. All 55 episodes.
She's like, okay, we can. I know about Chinese food.
So much. And the Halo Top.
Yeah. I've been to college, so I could do that. We can talk about that.
Michigan and Buffalo.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Where'd you go to college?
Boulder.
Oh, that's right.
The one in the room.
I feel like you won that then.
I did.
Clearly, she went to Boulder and didn't know what the vape was. She didn't know what the volcano was.
Yeah. Well, did you even go to Boulder?
It could be something else, you know? In Boulder, we do like harder things. So I was thinking, like, you know,
what were you thinking?
Like the balloon things people do it like Dead & Co.
Whippets
concerts. Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard of those.
You guys are afraid of drugs. Let's not skirt around this either. You both said you were afraid of drugs. So
yeah, we are.
I should have eliminated the real drugs. Thought from what it was,
but it's just, you know, we're model citizens and we love being that way. We work very hard for our reputation, and everyone is trying to be more like us because we're just, you know, out here good Samaritans.
Drugs are scary. I get it.
Yeah,
nailed it.
Yeah,
summed it up. We're just good Samaritans.
We're just good Samaritans. We're just really good people.
That's what this podcast is all about: being a good Samaritan.
Yes, we're very good people, and we have younger listeners out there, and we're not trying to set a bad example for them.
Right. That's why we never like vape.
Yeah, we don't do any of that.
Just Delta 9.
Legal Delta 9.
Legal
Delta 9. Very legal Delta 9. It is just as legal as vacuuming this carpet that I did.
Same thing. Did you really vacuum that?
I vacuum it every time I come here.
The vacuum is right there.
It's just the most fun thing to do. It's a wireless vacuum.
He's never seen a wireless vacuum.
It is exciting. I had that vacuum, actually, but the lock gets caught in the bottom of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Don't look at it.
Corey hasn't had that problem.
Yeah, I mean, I've just... That vacuum makes vacuuming fun for me.
My roommate's like, should I hire the cleaning lady? I was like, we're recording today. Corey will be here. Corey's coming. The cleaning lady's already booked, and she's free.
You did a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I heard them sleeping, so I didn't want to really wake them up, but, you know, I did as good as a job as
you
I could.
You just let yourself in?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, I was like out getting coffee.
Are you guys like dating and you've got a key? Or like how do you get in?
He left the door open for me.
That's so nice.
I lost key privileges once I locked his key in here one time.
You didn't listen to that episode. Yeah, he locked my keys in here on my birthday.
On his birthday.
At my birthday party.
I went to go pick up a speaker here because he decided to book his birthday party for a place that doesn't have music. So I was just like, okay.
Where was this place?
It was, I have no problem shitting on this place. Iona. It's like right around here.
Okay.
It's like a great backyard area. I was like, can you guys turn the music on? And they're like, oh, we have neighbors. We can't play music. I'm like, probably should have told me that.
Before
you know what? No, this is perfect. My friends hate music, so this is great.
I was about to start singing. It was going to be great.
So you came to get the speakers.
I came to get the speaker because I'm obviously a phenomenal friend. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to.
I was shocked.
Save his birthday party
because I would have never done that for him.
Yeah, never in a million years.
How far is it from here?
It was like 90 degrees out. Yeah. Okay. Let's start off with that. Okay. It was 90 degrees out. It's probably a 15-minute walk. So I walked. We went there, and then I went back here to get the speaker. I left the key in here, and then I was like, holy fuck, I left the key in there. I called Alex. He's like, I don't know, just come back. I brought the speaker I ended up getting the speaker. I brought it back to his birthday party, and then I was just like, I don't know what to do. And then I called the locksmith, and the locksmith comes, and he was just going to be like, this is going to be $300. Right. And I was like,
where was the roommate? Here.
He wasn't even at the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was upstate.
Okay, the keys were upstate.
Yeah.
So there's another pair of keys somewhere involved. Right. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
So I was unaware that, you know, if you make a very honest, simple mistake like locking yourself out, it's a $300 fine.
$200. In the city, any mistake usually costs.
Yeah.
Couple hundred.
I locked myself out of my apartment and I just went down and my doorman let me in. So that was really.
You're a doorman?
Yeah, I'm bougie. I'm out here.
Wow, that PR money really.
Yep. It's out here.
Clutch.
PR, comedy, All Days Off. We're out here. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to like. Could you live without a doorman? Do you have like a dorm? You don't.
No, I live above a bar in a squalor situation.
You drove here from Maryland because you hate your apartment so much. Mm-hmm. What is the situation? Is it just like a dumpy, gross apartment?
Yeah, it's like a one window like hallway situation, and then there's three bedrooms.
Are you? Do you live in jail?
Pretty much. Okay. I, like when I eat, like I just sit.
Is that an ankle
like,
bracelet?
Yeah, exactly. I sit by the window and I just like look out the window while I eat because there's like really no place to sit in the apartment. It's like
there's no place to sit.
Not really. There's like a dirty couch and like a weird table chair situation.
Who,
it's like,
how'd you find this place? Who do you live with?
It's a friend from home. She's I lived there for like 6 years and it's been like a hostel. Like people just come and stay and then they leave. Like it's one of those. So she's like, yeah, like it was. I left during the pandemic, mm-hmm. so I just needed to come back. Rich threw me a spot at Broadway. And I was like, I guess I'm back. So I literally like moved back to the city because I was like, I should probably stop being a loser. And then she was like, oh yeah, just come. Like the girl that was in my room was leaving, and I was like, sure, this works. But sight unseen, didn't really realize what I was getting into. Right. But it's really tragic.
It took one spot for you to just move back to New York.
I needed something. Yeah. I just needed something to be like, hey, like you should probably
You need
come
a
back
kick.
And do right. the like the whole thing that you really care about, that comedy thing that you found.
I have a 12 a.m. spot on Sunday. Yeah. I'm back.
I'm moving back. That funny. Honestly was what got me back, though. I was like, oh, living with my mother is...
It's
was
a lot.
Cool. It was cool for a while, but
you're talking to two boys who spent a lot of time living with their parents.
Yeah, I lived at home throughout the entire pandemic, mm-hmm. and
it's
was
pretty fantastic.
Actually, losing my mind.
Yeah, you had maybe one of the worst pandemics aside from
How?
Like the fact
was
that you're
so
still
bad?
Alive.
It just wasn't that bad. I was just like losing my mind, just like living.
I lost.
Yeah,
one no,
of the
I
worst
fully
pandemics
lost my
is
mind.
Really an exaggeration. Yeah. Like, people died. Like, yeah, I'm like, you were living with your mom and dad.
Yeah,
that was brutal, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, but I was definitely like losing my mind. I was like, my entire childhood is being stripped away from me.
Childhood. You've stolen my future.
I was 24. Now I'm 26. That's
yeah,
a
isn't
huge,
that crazy? You just came
huge,
out 2 years.
2 years.
No, I like to say like I'm a pandemic 27, like 27, yeah. I'm 28, because I'm like, I lost a year of my life, but like I didn't get to grow during that phase. So like I'm mentally and everything else, like I'm a 27-year-old.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like I couldn't mature over those
times. We all just got held back 2 years.
We got held back.
We just got held back.
Yeah, I lost my mind too. I bought a car. I drove to Colorado because I was like, I guess the city's dead. I'll live in Colorado now. And I went to school there. So I was like, that makes sense. Like, I'll go back and I've got some friends there. And I was like, I'll just hike and, you know, like drink tea and be healthy. And wow. This is going to be so great for me.
Is that what they do? They just drink tea
yeah,
and be healthy?
That's it.
Is that what you ended up doing, or did you bail on that?
No, I drove to Colorado. I lived there for 3 months with one of my like best friends from college.
Yeah.
But I was kind of bored. I was like, this is like hiking's cool, but like I realized when I was hiking, like I just wanted to like the hike to be over.
Yeah.
So like every weekend I'd be like, yeah, this is gonna be so fun. Then like I go on the hike, I'm like, this, I just want the, like I get to the top, I'm like, okay, like I have to do that again.
Yeah,
like,
I get it. Where's the helicopter?
Yeah, like not cool.
I went hiking once and I was
just never again.
I went hiking once. The sights were cool. I was near Niagara Falls because I was doing it in Buffalo, so like the views were cool. But I was just like, what I'm doing right now is I'm just walking up and down stairs. That is it.
Walk.
We're just this
Except
is just
there
a bunch.
Stairs.
It's just a no. It's all stairs. It was all stairs. I was just like, this is just stairs. Can we stop calling it hiking and can we just start calling it walking up and down stairs?
Like, that doesn't sound like an actual hike.
That wasn't a real hike.
Yeah. Really?
I feel you like went on a stair walk.
A stair walk?
Yeah. In Colorado, they're real hikes.
Yeah,
but it's
like,
still
like in the mountains.
It's still walking up, and you're just kind of like this. I don't.
It's just
need
walking.
This.
It's just walk. It's just the walking. Only real hike I went on was on my teen tour. We like teen did tour. A hike up the Tetons,
Ooh.
And that was brutal. It was like a 6 hour hike.
Yeah. No, I went on multiple. Like I got to. I did a 14er, which is like 14,000 like feet up, not miles, but it ended up being
like
10 miles. And you get there at 4 a.m. Like you think you're gonna get murdered because like on this like rocky path, like. That in a time that no one should be like in the mountains, like you're like waiting to get murdered, and then you pull up to the top, and there's like 30 other people there, and you're like, how is everyone insane?
Yeah, everyone's
and then you're
insane.
In the dark, and it is really pretty, and then the sun rises, but then you're like, okay, like
That's
now
cool.
I'm just kind of cold and bored.
Yeah,
and I still have another picture. Like 7 hours to go.
It's a lot.
And then you get there, and then you just turn around, and then you just go back.
And this is Colorado, so like, are there like mountain lions and shit that you have to
like
dodge out of the way?
No, there definitely is. But like having other people around, you're like, all right, at least there's like other choices for the the yeah. mountain lions, if like anything goes down.
Wait, are there actually mountain lions? I didn't even know if that was like real. I
thought no, that's the thing. Like, no, 100%. But there's a lot. Like actually, in college, I used to hike dogs for this family every Wednesday.
Hike and, dogs?
Mm-hmm, like I would take them on a
taking
hike.
Taking the dog for a walk for this family wasn't yeah. enough. Like no, this dog.
No, they were like take him on a hike.
This dog needs yeah. a nature walk. Yeah. Can you take it to arts and crafts afterwards too?
Yeah, can you just take our dog up Mount Everest?
I was their full slave. Like it was a whole. I would do their. I would get their groceries. It was tragic, but I actually did like hiking the dogs. But one day I went and like a giant bear like came out from like a ditch.
Jesus.
And I'm with these two dogs and I'm like, do I like let them like get the bear or like,
go get him.
So I'm like, but I like, ended up like grabbing the dogs and like just praying that the bear would like go away. And then luckily there was a guy next to me and I was like, what do I do? And he was like, just stay calm. Mm. And then finally the bear like went back down, but I was like, I almost died. Like it was.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the bear's head was like being that close to a bear, like you don't realize how big they are,
yeah,
but it was like
huge.
So there, I mean, I've had my close encounters, but luckily I lived to tell the tale.
So one of what type of dogs were they?
One was Chihuahuas. A Rhodesian Ridgeback, which they actually had two scareaway mountain lions. So apparently I'd be safe if there was a mountain lion. And then yeah. one was a black lab.
Interesting. Okay. So yeah. you were like, okay, do I let the dogs fucking attack? Or
but no, luckily we all just did our thing. You guys exactly. Up. Yeah. So I'm glad they yeah. chilled. We all chilled.
Did the dogs start like barking?
I actually was, something came over me and I turned their heads away as the bear came up.
Yeah.
Like, you had the mother bear instinct.
Like something came down. Yeah. And then so they didn't see the bear. I just like grabbed the dogs and like smashed their heads in like another direction. And then the bear went away.
It's a good idea. Wow.
I look back Very on them good. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Am
it's
I
weird.
A genius?
When you get put in those situations, like you don't really know like how you're going to act. Like yeah. you think about it beforehand. Like you don't know if you have the confidence to actually do the right thing or like, am I going to completely fuck up? But, like, I guess like once your life is on the line, you like kind of just like get your shit together and mm-hmm. like figure it out.
I can totally picture Corey just dropping the leashes and running away.
The guy next to me saying, like, don't move was definitely, like, that helped.
Yeah.
I feel like I would move. Isn't it, like, depending on what bear you see, you got to, like, do specific things? You gotta be
sometimes
like,
there's, like, a if you have a can of pennies on you, you know, that apparently that helps.
Oh, well, good thing.
But I left that.
Oh, a Jewish joke. Thanks.
I was directed to you. Luckily, yeah, I left that in the car. So I would always carry pepper spray on me, but I don't think that would save me.
Yeah, I don't know.
There was bear spray, but that felt aggressive. So
I think, like, you have to be really concerned if it's a bear with its cubs. Because mm-hmm. if they...
That's the thing. Yeah.
Or if they're eating and yeah. they think that you're like coming after their food or their babies and you're
yeah.
fucking your
The
dumb.
Cubs were like, yeah. yeah. I think it could have been a mom, but luckily nothing happened. But then finally I got the courage to go back on that hike and I get to the top and two old ladies are like, there's mountain lions, like go back down. So yeah. I was like, I'm done with this.
Wait, so you encountered a bear mm-hmm. and you're like, I gotta do this again.
I gotta try this again.
Well, I ended up walking the streets for a while with the dogs, but then I'm like carrying their like poop bags yeah. and leashes. And I just was so, after like the third time of having like shit in my hands and leashes, I was like, you know what? We're just gonna
show me the bear.
Yeah, I was
like, I've done carrying shit. Where's the fucking grizzly
yeah,
cause bear?
Yeah, because you can like let them off their leashes on the hike. So I was like, you know what?
Really?
Mm-hmm. They have like, they had green tags, which is like if you like register your dog to be like, you know, hike approved. So
you have to, like,
this is some real Boulder shit.
Yeah.
No, I think you just pay money and
really?
You have the tags. Yeah.
And then your dog mm-hmm. could just run the mountains. Wow.
Yeah. And then they can just shit in the woods. You're like hands free. It's a good time.
I like
so
that.
That's what got me back into the hiking. But then the mountain lions, and I was like, and then it gets better. Actually, I ended up throwing up on their front lawn because I was so hungover one day.
Nice.
To babysit and then they were like, maybe don't come back.
Yeah,
really?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So I told them I was I had the flu or something. It was actually like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Like it was like not a hangover. They were like, okay, something's wrong with you, but I was just that hungover.
Yeah.
It was like a 5 o'clock. I actually threw up in the car when the kid came running up to the car because I picked the kid up from school. Threw up in my car, but I had a water bottle, like a Nalgene, because I had like a wide mouth. It was, anyways.
That's very Colorado. To
very.
Nalgene,
oh yeah. I mean, threw up in my Nalgene. Get home. Whole way
you
home.
Threw up in the Nalgene.
As the kids like running to the car.
I don't know what a Nalgene is.
It's like
you don't know what a Nalgene
mouth.
Is.
It's like a really big water bottle.
Did you
bottle.
Not go to sleepaway camp?
I did.
Everyone had an Nalgene.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. You can like run it over in a car. It's a nice quality.
Sorry.
It's a quality water bottle. But yeah. Anyways, then I got home and then I threw up on their front lawn. And then I told
And you're
him,
like, where's your kids?
Well, the kid was like, getting out of the car and she's like, you shouldn't drive like this. And I was like, came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then later on, I told her it was stress induced and that I needed more time for myself. So I couldn't work for anymore.
She's like, maybe you should come back. Like, yeah, I'm going to quit anyway.
I was fertilizing your lawn. What the fuck?
It's going to be a fossil suit. That's going to be natural resources. Yeah. Try to help out here.
Glad that was over. Yeah.
So you were in Boulder for like, did you go down there for the pandemic or you were with
I was there for 3 months. I was in Maryland for a while and then I was like, I need to like live a new life.
Right.
Drove to Colorado. I was there for like, I got there in like August and then I left in end of October. Mm-hmm. And then I went out to California because I had like a vacation planned in Palm Springs. And I was like, oh, I'll just go to LA and like do stand up. And then I get to LA and it's like fully shut down. There's homeless people everywhere. Down. And everyone like laughed at me that I even said that. Because I told my friend, I was like, you know, like, get back into the scene out here. And she's like, okay.
The homeless, yeah, we're working the homeless circuit. Yeah,
literally.
I bet the outdoor open mics were fire. And
I honestly got there and I was like, I've made a gross mistake. Yeah. Like, it's like in Nemo when like they get in the bags and then they're in the ocean and they're like, now what?
Yeah.
Like, I was just bagged up in the ocean. Like, I don't know why I'm here. And then I was there for like a month. And then my grandfather had passed away like a month prior and my grandmother was alone in Florida. So I was like, I'll just go live with my grandmother during the holidays and like keep her company. So I drove from California to Florida, just like wheels up and just like ripped it to Florida. And I lived with her for like a month, which was actually really fun.
That's really sweet. Nice. Really fun.
It was.
Can you like, imagine a month with your grandma? I mean, I want to hear what was fun about it. We went chasing dudes.
I mean,
took the night on town, threw up on some lawns.
It was a wholesome time. I felt wholesome, you know, like I was with my grandma, just like quality time that like, you know, you're not going to get otherwise.
Right. I feel like it's not even that bad, like living with grandma, because she'll probably go to sleep like really early. So then you still have the night to like go out and do your
thing. She was a night owl.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. So we would like pick a show and then like that would be like our evening together. We watched this like show called Virgin River, which is like a cheesy like
Virgin River.
Yeah. It was actually pretty good. We got pretty into it. Yeah. Like, we were like committed to like a few shows. But yeah, I don't know. It's Florida. Like she had like, you know, her country
club.
Where
in Florida?
Boca Raton.
Oh, where in Boca Raton? We're Boca Raton.
We're in Boca.
I don't know Boca that well.
What's the community that she's in?
Royal Palm.
Okay. You know where like Boca is? West. I'm sure I've driven by.
I'm in the
Palm.
Shores.
I don't know. Like it's near Del Rey.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
love
you know
Del
Boca.
Del Rey is fun.
So nice.
Del Rey is fun.
See,
I
like, and I got to the beach. It was a good time.
Yeah. It's
I mean,
good
I was
time.
In Boca for like most of the pandemic.
Really?
I'll probably be there in December.
Not with grandma.
Wait, who are you staying with? You
my
like,
parents have like a condo thing. So
and you can't
like,
pay another $200 a month to like stay here?
I don't, my parents pay for the condo. I don't pay for the condo.
It could help.
My parents cover my emergency healthcare costs when I have a kidney stone.
That's about it.
You are really needy, so.
Health-wise, yeah.
Yeah, you're a lot.
Wait, that's so nice. You guys were both in Boca during the pandemic?
I was like only there for a couple weeks. But
okay.
Yeah.
You lived there?
I was down there for like 3 months.
Nice.
Like the second it hit, I'm like, oh, everyone's like, I was with Gordy. He's like, dude, it's like no big deal. It's going to be over like tomorrow. And the bartender's like, we're shutting down tonight. I'm like, see you guys, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
That was a tough realization.
I had a great pandemic.
Yeah, you did.
Like I really
you lost like 400 pounds.
Yeah, I had a fantastic pandemic. Yeah.
Really? I gained like probably 15.
People
really?
Look at me weird when I tell them that I lost weight during the pandemic.
Well, you're not alone in that. Like some people like really were like, I stopped drinking, I like went into the habit. I finally figured it out.
What's crazy was I feel like a lot of people were drinking a lot during the pandemic, but I was staying with my parents and they like wanted their immunity to be up or whatever.
Oh, so they didn't drink.
So
yeah,
they, like,
I didn't.
Drinking.
I really also didn't. I barely drank during the pandemic.
It's not
like, what am I like? What am I drinking for?
We drink alone.
My mom and I went through cases of wine.
Yeah.
We're like, we got nothing else to do.
Did you and grandma drink?
She would have her glass of wine every night. So yeah, I'd join her.
Red or what? Grandma pours a glass of
Pinot
of wine
Grigio.
Turn on Virgin River.
Literally, get some ice cream in there, and it was a good time.
You and grandma hit the town, throw up on some lawns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was right there with me.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Attack some lions and
the
bears.
Dude, I always see those videos online of just like these fucking mountain lions going into backyards, like trying to like literally swoop off of like, it's crazy. And
meanwhile,
then, like,
Long Island is just like raccoons.
Yeah. It's nuts, dude. And like I see these videos, and like you'll see like these like tiny dogs just like barking at like 3 mountain lions and they run away. I'm like, holy shit, dude, that's nuts. Like these puppies
get torn to shreds, my dog.
It's fucking insane. These little dogs have so much confidence.
You're jealous.
Oh, yeah, like. So I want that confidence.
You want Yorkie confidence.
I want, yeah, that's what I mean.
That's actually a thing. That is a
Yorkie
thing.
Yorkie confidence?
Yeah, Yorkies are like delusional.
My Cocker Spaniel was pretty delusional too. Yeah. My Cocker Spaniel would bark at every dog. And then one time I remember we went to PetSmart and she encountered a husky. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen my dog so fucking scared. She literally almost shit herself. I was cracking up. This massive fucking dog is just eyeing her down and I've never seen her so scared in my life.
At PetSmart, was it just you and your dog?
It was my family was probably there too.
Whole family went to PetSmart. That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I was younger then. Okay. I was probably like
is this story from like 20 years ago that you're telling us?
So it's been a while. But
haven't been to PetSmart since then.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
I think the last time I went to a PetSmart was when I had like hamsters as a kid. My parents just like delayed getting a dog.
Same in my world.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't even hamsters; it was guinea pigs first. We started out with guinea pigs, and we had a guinea pig that got a cataract in its eye, and we had to go. And I later found out that's because my sister accidentally poked it in the eye, and she like hid this from me. I was devastated. I was like in love with this thing. We had to return it. And
was she a younger sister?
Younger sister.
The younger sibling always fucks with the pets. It's like a thing. It's like a complex.
She fucked up our pets twice. This was the guinea pig. She poked in the eye, got a cataract. I went to PetSmart with my mom to return it.
You returned the guinea pig?
Well, by return, I mean they just threw it in the trash. Like, no. I'm sure. What do you think they did with it? It was like, oh, we're going to nurse this guinea pig back to health. Well, it was like, it couldn't see. It was going blind. It was like all fucked up.
Jesus.
But I thought.
Lauren's a monster.
I thought we were going to get it like fixed. And they're like, okay, we'll take this one back. They're like, which guinea pig do you want? I'm like, I want that one. So that's number one that she fucked up. Then for some reason, my parents are like, guinea pigs are too big. We're going to hamsters now.
Okay.
And we had two hamsters. We didn't know one was male and one was female.
And oh, no.
One got pregnant. And my sister didn't realize that it gave birth to all these little babies. So I went to pick it up and a bunch of them were hanging from the bottom. And
that's traumatic.
This like tormented her. It was, she was probably... I was probably 13, so she was like 9.
Uh-huh.
And then so apparently if you touch a hamster's baby, it like picks up the scent of a human and then the mom eats
doesn't
the
want
baby.
It? Oh. Yeah. No, really? No, no.
So I think the mom gave birth to like 6 baby hamsters and we came home one day and there were 4.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
What happened with the other 4? Did they grow up to be hamsters?
So I think we gave away a lot of them. Gave one away to one of my friends in school and he put it in one of those balls where he could just like run around and he lost it. He didn't run away, it was just somewhere in the house. And I think if he found it like a couple years later, just like fucking dead.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
I feel like that's like, wow.
They were kind like the baby hamsters were like kind of cute.
They were until it started fucking eating its own children.
And then we got a dog. My sister killed the dog.
What? Oh, I'm like, wait
Lauren's
a
got
minute.
A track record. Holy yeah. shit. So it stabbed an eye of a yeah. guinea pig. It turned a hamster cannibalistic.
Exactly.
And then murdered Brody.
Yeah.
Pets are so weird. I just think it's so weird. Like, why do we do this?
I think
because they're cute.
Dogs are great.
It's such a weird, like you like put in a box. Like, why do we like give kids these things and then they just like torment them?
Like you know, like well, the hamsters and stuff. It's yeah, disgusting. But dogs usually are like pretty.
Dogs are legit, but yeah. like anything else is like why?
Yeah,
having hamsters. Like looking back, it would be like in the we kept them in the bathroom. Like that's where we would like shower, really? And they were like
that's so gross.
Hamsters, like, and my brother was so not into this, and me, my brother, and my sister all shared a bathroom.
Yeah,
and it would always be like I loved frogs when I was a kid, and I would bring them back to my friend's pool and like keep them.
Really,
my brother's like this fucking family.
Is he older?
Sick of it.
Yeah, he's older.
Oh, so you're the middle child.
I'm the middle child.
Yeah. Do you have middle child syndrome?
It's weird because like I think I'm like the favorite.
Okay. That's lucky.
I'm just
that's
the most likable. Yeah. I just skate by on likability. You know?
Okay. That's important to have something unique to you as a middle child.
But I think it's pretty obvious by chosen hopeful career path that I have middle child syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You need the attention.
Yeah.
Any siblings for you?
I have an older sister.
Okay, so you're the youngest?
Mm-hmm.
So you just said that the younger siblings usually like tend to torment pets. Like,
yeah,
what's
a thing.
What's your track record?
I mean, she took some dogs to bears. Forgot, I mean, yeah. we already touched on this.
Yeah, but that wasn't her pet.
I don't know. I would do things like, I remember like I put my cat on a yoga ball, like an exercise ball.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be fun. And then it like popped the ball. And then I had to like tell my mom that like I ran over a pen, you know, like little things like that. Just like little, very like subtle, but like that's something that younger sibling's gonna do.
I was a huge liar when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, really? Huge liar. Like,
I was a pretty big liar.
I was out back, like, with a wiffle ball bat hitting rocks for some reason. Like, I was gonna hit some rocks. Yeah. And I turned and I hit one towards the house and it broke the window. And I was just, like, petrified, I guess, of my parents and getting in trouble. So I go inside and my parents weren't home. It was just my older brother. And I was like, hey, Jason, did you break a window? He's like, what? And so he starts freaking out. I think someone's like trying to break into the house. So we like run to our neighbor's house. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what's going on. To this day, I still deny it, even though my parents like totally know. It set the alarm off and everything.
Oh my God. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of my lies, but nothing is coming up.
I mean, as the middle child, you can't cause trouble and be like, you know, that's not the attention you want.
No. My older brother has Tourette's and he was getting a lot of attention. So I faked having Tourette's for a little bit. Yeah.
No way.
Yep. I faked having Tourette's. I was like, Ma, Dad, I think I got it too. They took me to a doctor and they're like, what the fuck, man? What's going on? Because my older brother and my little brother both have it. So really? I'm like, why don't I have this shit?
Do they have it like pretty bad?
My older brother was really bad. My younger brother, not really. But then my
like, what was his like go to?
His go-to. I think it's called a tick.
He had a lot of ticks. He didn't like curse. I don't understand the cursing.
I've never seen that one.
The cursing one? Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just because once you learn how to curse, it kind of just like you just say something. But mm-hmm. I don't know for sure, but I feel like there's no like specific tick that makes you say a specific word. I feel like it just makes you blurt out anything. My brother would like yell and stuff. Yeah. So he wouldn't like say words. He would just yell. And then he would like have tics. My little brother.
Just picture him yelling and then you yell louder.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would pretty much like when I was younger, I would get like the chills and I would think, oh, this is a tic. So I'd be like, oh, yeah. I'd just be like, whoa. Okay. I'm special.
That's so funny. I used to fake sick all the time.
Yeah, my parents would, my eyes could be bleeding. My mom's like, you're still going to
sleep. Yeah, it was so funny. I would fake sick all the time. That one time my mom thought I was faking, but I was actually sick. And I went to school and puked all over the place. And my mom felt terrible.
That's great.
And then from then on, I was always like, no, I'm sick this time. Sick.
That's what you need, though. You need, like, God told you, mom.
And she's a nurse. So I took, I thought I was like, to fake sick and get past a nurse, I'm like, brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't
I was such a little pussy child. I was such a fucking loser.
You probably had like seven. The health problems you had back then are probably. Like,
I'm a soft human being. Just like, I have a very fragile body. Uh-huh. Very fragile body. I had all these injuries, all these fucking problems. And I was just, I'm a softy. I don't know. So I think you were asking your icebreaker. Are you more like your mom or your dad? More like my mom, I guess.
Yeah, more like your mom. Yeah. I'm probably more like my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that. Because
he's
a
Rangers fan.
Yeah, because he likes the Rangers and the Giants.
So what does your older sister do?
She works for Cartier. They have like an innovations lab in Brooklyn that's like so on edge.
Are you tight with her?
Yeah. We hate each other. Like growing up was hard.
That's how it is with sisters, right?
Yeah. You have to have your phase of hating one another for at least 20 years. And then you grow out of it.
20.
But yeah, no, we're really close now. She lives in Brooklyn with her boyfriend.
Oh, okay. She lives around here. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, so I see her a good amount.
Is she the favorite?
I'm the favorite.
Congratulations to you.
Depends who you ask. People say that I'm my dad's favorite, but I don't really know. Like, I think my little brother is my mom's favorite.
It's so funny how it's people say. It's never my parents decided. My people say. It's like, if you're around my family.
Do they fess it up? Because I feel like I've got a confirmed yes from my mom, but.
My parents would never say it, but I remember we were like out to dinner, like my family and my brother's wife, and it just came up. And she's like an objective observer. And she was like, yeah, Alex, I would say you're the favorite. Meaning like I get away with the most. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the most bullshit. But yeah, it's never. I wish the parents would just like give a definitive answer.
I feel like listen, guys, when I have kids, order. I feel like I will be like straight up.
Yeah.
But that's, I'm just like a really honest person. So.
Yeah.
If why not let them know? If your gave a report card, would you like work harder to be the favorite? Like why do you want them to fess up?
Well, because I know I would be the favorite.
Oh, so that's
so
why.
It's like, let's just mom, dad.
Just give me the trophy already.
Just
guys.
Let them know. Yeah. Come on. It's been weird. You guys just like aren't.
Do you think your siblings know?
My brother would probably disagree.
Okay.
But my sister would agree that she's I'm the favorite.
But she's the only girl and she's the youngest. I feel like that gives her so much.
Well, here's the thing. It's like runway. She had my mom, right? Like daughters and mothers have a tight bond, and my brother and my dad share a lot of common interests. So I like kind of floated in the middle. Mm-hmm. So I just made sure everybody was happy, you know? I was like, yeah, I didn't try and cause any trouble. Mm-hmm. Once we got into high school and started drinking, some trouble followed. But like, I just tried to stay in the middle and not be cause any problems and like kind of be the mediator, like you said. So like, everyone just was like, we like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't cause shit.
Besides breaking windows.
And then you're the middle child as well.
Yes.
So how's that for you?
It's great. You know, it's the best. I'm just doing my stuff.
His parents love comedy.
My dad likes it. Your dad likes it. Your mom hates it.
Do your parents like, are they supportive of it?
Yeah. They are. We're like, my mom's like so supportive.
Mine's like too supportive. It's always like a problem.
My dad like always like, is like, I love George Carlin. I'm like, all right, that's
me.
It's OG. Like, but like, he'll send me like George Carlin clips all the time. Like, okay, yeah, that's what we're doing here. Yeah. I actually, I did the Comedy Cellar class back in 2019, and
dude,
I didn't
pass the cellar, dude.
Yeah,
it's me.
This is huge, guys. Yeah. This is huge for all this.
Watch out, world. And I didn't tell my dad about the clip on YouTube forever. Like I was like, I said like a lot of like, it was like really inappropriate because it was like my first time. So I was like, I'm going for shock value. And then finally I was like, yeah, it's on YouTube. And then I actually was with him one night and, his wife was like, let's watch it. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's okay. Like we don't have to watch it. And then we put it on, like my family friend was in town who I hadn't seen in like 15 years. And I was like, guys, this is really like, it's like me talking about like sucking dick. And I'm like, I haven't seen this guy since I was like, you know, this tall. I'm like, no, this isn't really what he needs to see.
Yeah.
And they were cracking up. Yeah. So I was like, okay. So like ever since he saw that, he's like had this like respect for me. He's like, it takes it seriously now. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, like.
Hey, but she talked about sucking dick. She must be onto something.
Exactly. Real unique material. But first, like he like was like, oh wow, like that was like good. So then I like,
that's good.
Yeah, hell got yeah. him, won him over. But yeah.
How'd your parents find out that you did stand up?
It was really funny because I feel like I had like an oh shit moment of like, I'm doing stand up and not just like I'm doing it like to try it. Like, this is what I want to do. So I remember I was drunk in Boca, just on like a family vacation. And I came back. I was like, I'm going to tell them. It was like, it like felt like coming out. And I like had to get really drunk in order to do it.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I told them, my mom was just like, oh, that's cute. You know, he like found a hobby. That's adorable.
How did you like do it the first time though?
I also took a class.
Okay.
Through Caroline's.
Oh, gotcha.
And it's all such like a fucking, they're just swindling you.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you're so oblivious, you know? Like, everyone I remember I did my graduation show, and then the woman who ran the show came up to me afterwards, and they're like, we would love to have you back. Like, are you free next Monday? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, what about the Monday after that? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm posting, I just got booked. You know? Yeah. It's just like
bringers.
Yeah. But so my parents came, and I think they were probably like surprised that, like, how it went, like how I just feel like you could tell who like is clueless up there and who like kind of has a sense. But when you're starting, everybody sucks. But the level of sucking,
yeah,
I didn't suck as much,
yeah.
And those crowds are just like easy, it's everybody, so like you just get such a false sense of confidence. But I think my parents, like, oh wow, you're like, that's like the most comfortable I've ever seen, before, you know, like I've never seen him actually like try so hard at something. So I think they, once I told them, they're like, hey, I want to go part time and like not have health insurance, they were like, whoa.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Health insurance is what fucking it has to be a fucking pause on whether or not you're gonna do this. Yeah,
it's crazy. Oh no, I started. I did a couple of my. I just like one day while I was up at school in Buffalo, and I just like did a couple of mics there, and then I went to do a mic in New York City. So Buffalo is different. The New York City, obviously.
There's three comedians.
Yeah, so like, there's one mic a night.
How could it possibly be different?
Yeah, there's one mic a night in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. So like, that mic will usually get like traction, people going to it. Like, you know, it's just a better vibe than like a mic in New York City, because there's a billion mics in New York City, and then everyone hates themselves. So I didn't know that.
I always hate myself at a mic.
Yeah,
I question my existence on the planet. Yeah.
So
you just got to take them for what it is.
Yeah. So I didn't know
everyone
that.
Everyone feels that way. So you just gotta, like, fucking,
I didn't know
it's
that.
Just like,
at
it's
the
amount of time you're sitting there with your own thoughts. I think that's the problem. Like, 2 hours of just being alone with yourself.
Yeah.
Watching like good to bad, like really bad. You're just like, what am I? Okay.
You go through like a roller coaster of
every
emotions.
Emotion. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
sorry,
nuts.
Not to.
No, no,
back
no.
Back to
worries.
You. Back to you.
So I was, I'm like going back to New York because it was summer, school was over. I was like, all right, I'm gonna go to New York City, like, because I live in Long Island. So I was like, I'm gonna do New York City mic. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be like whatever. So I do like a climat mic, not knowing what I'm getting myself into. I think I'm doing like a show. Like, I think I'm doing like a real show. So I go, I tell my friends about it. Thank God only one of them showed up, and it was horrible. It was horrible. Yeah. It was like such a terrible experience for me because I didn't know what I was walking into. So like that's a huge part of it. I thought I was getting like a big, you know, show out of it. But then after that, I like just like called every club. I'm like, can I do a spot, blah, blah, blah. And then obviously Gotham hits me up saying, yeah, do I bring her? Can you just like bring 10 people in like 3 days? I was like, yeah, I'll do that. So I did that.
Did you like that?
A bunch of people. I loved that shit when I was starting off. Mm-hmm. And then I realized after like a few times, like, hey, like,
you're being used.
I actually was, I meant to bring this up earlier. We missed another episode. We took another week off because I was at another wedding. Wedding season's over, though. It's officially over. Have you been just getting like obliterated with?
I was maid of honor this past summer.
I know your material. Oh. I know your material. Looking for a plus one.
Yeah. Luckily, I've put all of that to bed.
She's looking for a plus one.
Yeah. I honestly think going forward, I'm just going to start saying no to weddings.
Yeah.
I just don't get them.
I had this kind of epiphany about weddings and what it is like for guys. Because we talked about this before. Guy friends, like, all we really care about and know about each other, at least, like, amongst my college friends, and you probably feel the same way, is that, like, the only thing we know about each other is whether or not we've been getting laid.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, the only thing. We talk about it constantly. Oh, this, he hasn't got, so like a wedding, and it's a lot of pressure to have like all your friends in like your sex life, like wanting to know. So I feel like the wedding is just the guy like giving up on that game and being like, here, it's just like a ceremony. See, I told you guys I can get laid, and now you don't have to ask me about it anymore. I just feel like that, and like I keep going to these things. I'm like, all right, I get it, dude. You're having sex. That's cool. Yeah, congratulations.
Are you bit testing us? Do you do that?
No,
that's good. I think you should do something with that.
Okay, cool. I was bit testing.
I like that. I like that a lot. I think that's really good. Honestly,
see,
I don't.
She's like bitter that I just came up with this great premise.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I can't steal that. That's all on you. I need to find a way to like formulate. I just think it's so bizarre that we all sit and stare at two people staring at each other. It's like you guys already lived together. Like, why is this such a show?
I actually kind of agree. To be honest,
I think it's so like, bizarre.
I would just like, I'm always like thinking of these weddings. I'm just like, I feel like I would feel weird if I'm just like dancing with my fiance / wife while everybody's just looking at me and stuff. I'm like, stop looking at me. I'm like,
also,
I hate this.
Like,
turn around. Trying to get some fucking ass right now. Everyone's looking at me, trying to make out.
It was weird too, like I was like the maid of honor, so I'm like standing next to them as they like are holding hands, staring at each other, and I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah,
like I was like when is the last time you stood and stared into someone's eyes for more than
It's a lot.
2 seconds.
No, the bridal parties are so weird to me because like you walk each other down the aisle, and so like I was at this wedding, and one of the guys who was there just like sitting in the. Watching the ceremony, his wife was a maid of honor, and some other guy is like escorting her down. And I just like made eye contact with him, like watching his wife walk down. I was like, this is just, I know it's like stupid.
Right.
It's not like they're gonna fuck. It's not like they're gonna go fuck behind the hookah. Yeah. But it's just, there's something weird about it.
I mean, why are we matching? Like, why are we standing here? Why are we matching? Like, nothing makes sense.
Yeah.
And like a whole thing is just to eat and drink. Like I always leave weddings like, why did I just destroy myself?
Yeah.
Like I make a competition with myself. I'm like, how drunk and how much cake can I eat? And how regretful can I feel the next day?
Yeah.
And I do that every single wedding.
Do you outdo yourself each time?
Do I what?
Outdo yourself? Like
every
get
time.
More drunk and
oh yeah.
Cake?
I've actually stood in corners eating cake with my hands. Like it's like a thing that happens to me. I don't know why, but it happens like it's like in my subconscious. Like remember last time? We're gonna do it again. Only weirder.
Yeah.
And like I'm like no one talks to me. Like sometimes I'll like be on my phone, just like in my DM, just like eating wedding cake with my hands. Like I just don't know why I put myself.
I love wedding.
Literally every time. I don't know what it is, but. So I need to just stop with all that. I have a wedding in February in Lake Placid, which I'm just like already dreading. I'm like, no one wants to be there during that time.
Yeah.
In February, Lake Placid. Yeah,
it's
like, a lot.
It's like, on what the am lake. I going to wear? Like a snowsuit?
Yeah.
We're
playing ice hockey after the ceremony.
I've got two more next year. And then I've already committed. I committed to this before. I realized what I do to myself every wedding and like how much I hate weddings. So after that, firm. I'm out.
Yeah,
sorry.
Just stop.
Like, stop writing. I don't care.
It's funny because we talked about the bringers, because I was like bitching about all the weddings to somebody the other night. I forget who it was. And they said to me, they're like, because I said, when you first start comedy, like, you need your friends mm-hmm. to get on stage. And then once you start doing comedy every night, you never see your friends.
Right.
So it's like you just like kind of like push them out. And so the weddings are like, all right, this is the payback. I came to all that fucking comedy.
Yeah.
You know, I got $80 drinks at Broadway Comedy Club that made me throw up. Afterwards. So like, you're coming to my wedding with actual good alcohol and food that you're going to pay some money for, but like, hey, suck it up.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah, that's fair.
And the funny part is like, and whoever's getting married, they tell some jokes during their vows. Like, this is my opportunity.
I do feel like, and to your point about like disappearing with comedy, like you like kind of find yourself like ghosting all your friends.
Yeah.
These are the touch points of being like, oh no, I am your friend. Like, don't forget about me. Yeah. So I guess in that sense, like, I guess I will show up and spend my $8,000 and solidify the friendship.
Sometimes I get the invite. I'm like, shit, I thought you forgot about me.
Right? The worst is when you don't know how they feel about it. Cause sometimes they're like, yeah, like, come.
You're like, and how like, fringe of an invite was that?
Right. Yeah. And then like, it's like always, like, they're always relieved when people say no. Cause it's like, oh, thank God, that would have been expensive. So I'm like, am I like, what, like, are you gonna be relieved if I say no to this? Cause like, let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to do this song and dance.
And have you been...
They should have, like, separate invites. Be like, you can come if you want.
Yeah, like, they should the have different
come if you want, or please come. Like, you better fucking
or
come.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Please come. Come if you
just
want.
Just let me know
COVID
where I stand.
Whole, be there. COVID threw a whole wrench into that because, like, I got invited to a wedding that I didn't really want to go to because I, like, wouldn't have known many people, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got to save the day, and I was like, fuck, I guess this is it. Then I got an invite later on that was like, here's the Zoom link. I'm like, perfect.
It was a Zoom wedding?
Yeah. Zoom. Well, no, there was a real wedding. I just wasn't invited to the real wedding. Like, here's the Zoom link if you want to watch.
Gross.
That is.
That's offensive.
That is offensive. I was, but in that situation, in disregard, like, you're so, I was like,
right, but you're not going to log into that Zoom link.
Oh, I did not.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they should have said you're not invited. Like, they should have just not invited you.
And well, so, I think what happened was like, because of COVID, they had to make cutbacks. So I was one of the cuts.
Got it.
Yeah. And you got
to
earn your
so
spot.
So nice of them to accommodate. It's like, if you're not close enough, though, why would I want to watch your wedding?
Yeah. I don't even remember who it was at this point.
Nice.
I don't even remember which friend it was. But it is, and I've been the single guy. You've had to be on your own single person at a wedding before. Like, it can either be a lot of fun or it can be brutal.
Yeah.
You're just like sitting there.
I've been on both sides, like, bringing a date and then just going by myself, and like the date thing, you have to like accommodate them, and if you don't really like them, then it's just like another chore. But then if you're alone, everyone's so coupled off and the whole thing is about love, and you're like, oh, I love this is so
somebody
great.
Love me, where is the guy?
I was at a wedding,
girl,
and then once you start playing like slow songs, that's when it's all right, I'll go sit down by myself. You know? So I was at a wedding where I was literally like one of maybe three single people, and the other three single people were dudes, right? And so like they kept playing slow music, and anytime that would happen, I would either go to the bathroom or go get a drink. And I was like, if you don't play some like fucking Bruno Mars, you know, I'm gonna be blackout drunk before like the speeches even happen.
Where's the baby? Yeah. I'm trying to...
That's what doesn't happen. There's no it's the same music. There's no like hip hop music.
Oh, right? Really?
And, like,
yeah.
And I mean, one of my buddies was like so mad about that. He was like, where's the fucking rap music?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, there's a band here. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah. I think it's the closest you're going to get to DaBaby.
When does that change, though? You know what I mean? Because we keep playing our parents' music.
At weddings?
Like, yeah. So like, when is that going to change where we start listening to more like Jay-Z at weddings?
They play poppy music, but it's like Bruno Mars. It's not
like... Yeah, it's
like,
pop. Yeah.
I feel like you can kind of pick and choose. I feel like having a DJ at a wedding, though, is kind of like tacky, though.
Yeah,
a
DJ?
Like,
yeah,
I want to listen.
You gotta have a band.
You have to have a band, but at the same time, it's like I do want to listen to like a few.
I want,
you know,
good music too. I'm trying to have fun. I'm not, like, obviously I want to cater to old people so like they're not miserable like when fucking shit's like Lil Baby is blasting in their ears.
But I want the band. I'm already picturing my wedding. The band takes a break for an hour and they
then
just play.
Got it. Yeah,
good
yeah.
music. But then they come back and play.
Right.
Do you remember?
So you keep the class.
Yeah.
That's the first song at every wedding in Bar Mitzvah, by the way.
Yeah.
Is that song?
Do you?
I mean, you can't not like that song. But I don't get those. If you really think about weddings in general, it's like all you're doing is like eating and then dancing and then eating. Bless you.
You do have Tourette's.
Yeah. Confirmed.
Bless me.
Your weddings haven't... He's like 24.
You'll say you're not there yet.
How old are you?
26.
All right, yeah.
How do you guys know each other?
Stand up.
And you're like, let's do a podcast?
I'm his sister's age. So
got it.
Which my sister literally just this is.
Are
hilarious.
You talking about me?
My sister. The hamster? My sister texted me and my brother, "Hey, mom's birthday is coming up. She wants to know which day works better. Also, this is what she wants." This was yesterday. Neither me or and my sister just sent a question.
Followed
mark.
Up. was it the up arrow or the question mark?
Just question mark.
Oh,
question
that's
mark.
Good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Love you,
does
mom.
She live in the city?
She does.
Where?
She lives in like Flatiron.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. And then your older brother, is he around?
He's in a house. He
a home.
To the suburbs.
Wow.
Starting got a fam. Yeah.
Kids.
He's in Connecticut. Got a kid.
Wow.
Uncle yeah. Al.
Uncle Al.
Uncle Al.
How much older is he than you?
He's 3 years older.
Okay. Do you ever like compare yourself where you're like, oh, in 3 years, like that's what I should be doing?
Yeah.
His brother's rich as fuck.
I mean, like growing up, yeah, 100%. Like he was kind of like my idol growing
aww.
Up. But
does he know that? That's really sweet.
Probably not. And he definitely doesn't listen to the podcast either. I think my sister probably does. So
your sister's a big fan.
She's a big fan. They may have tailed off a little bit.
Doesn't matter. I rep how she's always there at your shows.
That's
she's
adorable.
She loves I rep her sister's
aww.
Well, his sister's loyalty.
Are you guys friends?
I'm friendly with her now.
Yep, they have some mutual friends.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah, my brother is more supportive from the background. He's
yeah.
quietly supportive. But I think just it came to a point where, you know, I was like, all right, I'm not going to be Jason,
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
it became pretty apparent.
Yeah.
What does he do for work?
Finance. He works at a hedge fund. I remember I had this vision when I was younger that like my job would be that my brother would be really successful and start a company and I would just like
and then
like,
you
have
would
a,
be there.
Yeah. 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 It's literally like Step Brothers when he like brings on Will Ferrell. To,
yeah. That's a good thing about having like three kids. Like one of them is going to be successful enough, hopefully, that they can get you a job.
I think it has taken an immense amount of pressure off of me that my brother is so successful.
Yeah,
you know?
That's huge.
Because my parents are like, we're set. We're fine.
Yeah, that's good for you.
Yeah.
And then your sister, is she doing well for herself?
She's a social worker. She has a boyfriend. Pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be married soon, maybe. Now I feel weird if they're listening because they listen together.
Pressure's on.
Yeah, it's coming. No, she's, I'm the least successful one, if that's what
nice.
You're trying to hint at.
No, that's not what I was digging for. I was just trying to get a scope.
Yeah. But I'm still the favorite, so. Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I mean, I like compare myself to my sister, but like to your point, it's like, you're so different. So it's like, why?
Part of the motivation is that I'm going to make more money doing comedy, you know?
Yeah, it's the like, thing is like, he's probably got a, you don't have a ceiling. He's got a ceiling.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about
his floor.
You're probably gonna be,
his floor is much higher.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, he's definitely got a way higher floor.
Way higher floor. Way more reliable fantasy start week
yeah,
to week.
Yeah, definitely more reliable. Yeah.
I've got upside though. I've got a lot.
Yeah,
of
you
upside.
Got. Yeah, you're probably gonna be like a billionaire in like a few years.
Right. So once you have your special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. That's what makes you a billionaire. Yeah.
What does make you rich in comedy? I don't think
being Kevin Hart.
I was gonna say, I don't think there really is. Not to bring down the mood, but like I'm trying to understand, like, because like you see comedians that are like very successful, and then like you just like see them on stage of the cellar, and they walk out and like go to McDonald's, and you're like, what's happening? Like,
yeah,
you know, like
a lot of poor people in comedy,
right?
I think you'd be surprised how many comics you think have made it still
right.
have day jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
But like part time, like tutoring, or but something to help pay
something
the bills.
To yeah. get them by.
Like comics who I think have been on late night probably still have some type of day job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well.
We love
who else
stand
wants
up.
To get blackout and forget all of our life decisions as Corey takes a sip of his vodka soda.
Tequila soda.
Sorry.
It's okay. Don't do it again.
I won't.
Yeah, but we're out here.
We're out here living the dream.
We're living the dream. We're having a good time. Right?
Yeah. I have to sometimes. Move out of this apartment. If anyone needs a roommate, can we just broker a deal here?
We'll figure it out.
Tori, convince me and Corey. Convince Corey to bail on his
yeah. What's
walk
up with
apartment,
your
or doorman apartment? And live in a little shithole with me.
This is not a shithole.
No, I know. But
oh,
this is
you're
where
saying
we
you're gonna
where
leave?
We're we
why can't you? You can afford this room, right? With PR money, PR finance.
Maybe. I mean, they're gonna raise the rent on this place, so
my rent's gonna increase quadruple.
Really?
I got a lucky deal in my apartment.
Oh.
So why aren't we? Let's just live like fucking kings in Bushwick.
Okay, I just feel like it's far.
There you go.
We'll see. We'll talk about it for sure.
No. We got like 5 more minutes. Yeah. Like why?
My,
what is it? Is
I
that
just
how
love
I sleep
my apartment.
A lot?
It's fucking sick.
How many bedrooms?
Two bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you need to be humbled. See, Tori lives in a shithole. So humbled. I lived in a shithole for like 2 years. You've seen this. You saw the shithole.
I feel like I am humbled.
Your apartment is like the apartment of like someone who works at PwC.
Yeah, but...
I need to see this place.
It's a We're only
5 blocks away from each other.
It's a cookie cutter Murray Hill apartment.
Come through.
Murray Hill?
Well, you know where I live. It's not Murray Hill.
Yeah, you said Kips Bay.
It's like on the border of Kips Bay and Gramercy. Okay.
But Murray Hill culture.
I'll tell people Gramercy to make me feel better.
Yeah, Murray Hill culture.
Yeah, that's like when I lived in Murray Hill. I was like, nah, Kips Bay.
Yeah, Kips Bay.
Kips Bay. Kips Bay. Which one, Kips Bay? All right, I mean, so what do you think, Bushwick? As long as you're near a train, like, it's fine.
I feel like just being in Brooklyn so far.
Do you have to go into an office?
No, I know. I work for
you're like my friends who are like, Subway is social suicide, dude. You take the Subway.
No, I take the Subway everywhere, but like you have to like, it's a whole fucking thing.
It'll humble you.
I feel like I am very humble. I feel like I'm. I feel like if anything, I need way more confidence.
Corey's like, why is nobody paying me money to do comedy? I'm very humble.
Bullshit. Yeah, I'm the best there is. But besides that, I'm humble.
We're gonna after this, we're gonna go on Street Easy. I'm gonna show you what's available.
I think Bushwick, there's Astoria. Something. I just think you should stay here. I think that's the easiest.
I can't pay a dime more.
All right.
I'm gonna have to sell the volcano.
Fuck. The volcano.
That's the
it's the weed machine.
The legal weed machine that you did. Yeah,
legal weed machine.
Yeah.
Very
it
legal.
It does say volcano. It's literally called that.
It's the Kano, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to I'm going to show you right now what's available, and I'm going to sell you on.
Cheers. Cheers.
We're going to be roommates. Tori, you can come by. It'll be our new studio. It'll be easy.
I like it.
It'll be great.
It'll be great.
We'll have a whole backdrop. This is all days off.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do need a...
What are the pipeline dreams for All Days Off?
For All Days Off? Getting Tori Cole on.
Getting Tori Cole on.
I mean, you've already smashed that goal.
So we're crushing it right now. After that, we're going to get a Patreon, like you said.
Okay.
Make $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to pay us a lot of money.
And I'll be retired at 33.
And we're just going to fucking chill. We have very low floors, but our ceilings are very high. That's what it is.
High upside, baby.
High upside.
It's all about the upside.
But
so your goal is to chill.
Yeah.
All right.
Whose goal isn't to chill?
Well, I'm just from a business standpoint. I don't know if that's like a good model for growth, but
okay.
Ooh.
Okay. I didn't know it was turned to a strategy meeting.
But
let me run that up the flagpole.
I just want the best for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
That's it. That's
I think we're working hard.
Are we?
Shut up, dude. We're millennials. We're grinding. We're hustling.
Do you guys watch Hot Ones?
We were talking about one.
No, I mean, maybe, I got to see a couple.
Maybe you have like a niche. Where you like eat donuts or something. You're like,
oh, Chinese food.
Chinese food. You find the best Chinese food in the city and you guys eat it together.
We would get so fat.
Once a week. That, just have it as your cheat meal.
Every Sunday. All right. All right. New shit.
All right. Rebrand Chinese takeout podcast.
I think that would be interesting because people will want to know best Chinese food in the city. It's like a point of topic. And then it'll be like, you like become Sean Evans and be like that time in middle school when you lost your favorite pink pen. What did you do about
that?
He like
goes deep. Like, asks,
oh, yeah.
Like
and they're all, like the people on the show, like they're like genuinely like shocked. Like, how did you find that out? And so then it's like, it's really intriguing.
I actually had to do like, like in person at the office meeting with like my company, and we were doing icebreakers.
Mm-hmm.
And their icebreaker was like, what is your most embarrassing and your proudest moment from high school?
Oh, Jesus. Wow. That's a great.
And like, it was a good question, but people are looking around like, oh, Jesus. I gotta, it's like a 45-year-old dude. Like, I gotta go back to fucking high school and talk about that time that I, you know, I just.
Fuck that.
That's funny as fuck.
I only want to hear your embarrassing one.
My embarrassing one from high school.
Corey's like, I was the fucking man in high school, so.
That was my superlative when they were giving it
the fucking
out.
Man.
The coolest kid in school. I didn't even know that was. They actually, it wasn't an award before my year. So they made up a new award. They're like, he's got to get.
It's funny that, like, good. You would think, like, we're comedians, we'd win class clown. Like, not even that. Not even that.
Some other guy won that.
I cannot believe nothing is coming to mind.
It doesn't matter.
There's got to be something really good. Let me just like think for a second.
You'll probably think of something tomorrow.
I mean, college was a dark time.
Let's go to college.
Let's go to college.
All right. I think one of my favorite embarrassing moments was I was on a hike with a guy.
Dude, what is with the hiking?
I know. Well, there's just it's just such an easy activity. So, for you, okay. Yeah, it was a date, but my friend came along because he bailed. He's like, I have to study. And then I was like, that's fine. My friend's coming. And he's like, no, wait, I don't. So the three of us go on a hike.
Classic. Really? Mm-hmm. So was the friend a guy or was the friend a girl?
Girl.
Okay.
Yeah, she's my roommate and like one of my best friends. But
so I feel like, is that intruding on the date?
Or? No, I was down for it to come.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, whatever, the three of us can go. So we all go. And my stomach was like really hurting that day, but I was like, I'm fine. And like, I just was like, it was like, I was going to bail on the whole thing. And then I was like, oh no, I'll just go with Chelly. It's not a big deal. And then he came along too. And I was like, all right, whatever. But we get to the top of, like it's the Flatirons in Boulder. And like, I was like, I have to go to the bathroom like right now. Yeah. And I'm like, we just got there. The views are beautiful. And I'm like, all right, like seen it. Like, I've done this like 1,000 times. And they're like, what? And I was like, let's go. So like, I had to like play it off like I wasn't totally enamored by the view. And then they're like, all right, go, we'll go. So we're like hiking down. And like, I was like, I have to shit right now.
Yeah.
Like right now. And instead of playing it off, like I literally screamed. I was like, I'm going to go shit behind that rock. And I sprinted for a rock and I just shit behind it. And I came out and I was like, sorry. And my friend was like, just don't talk about it. And I was like, have you guys ever shit your pants? And then like the whole time we just like, I was like, wouldn't let it go. And my friend was like, just like, let it go. And I was like, sorry, I cannot let this go. And he was like, it's fine. He's like, one time in middle school, I shit my pants during a football game. Like, meanwhile, I'm like, that was in middle school.
That's a good guy.
He tried.
That's a good
guy. He couldn't meet me where I was at. But
he was like, he made it up.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, if you're, like, I'm just trying to put myself in my shoes. I'm on a date with a girl, and then she shits in the forest. So,
it's a good bear shit in the woods, though, but my date does.
Yeah, that was definitely like a highlight. And he like played lacrosse, so like I'm sure the whole lacrosse team heard about me shitting behind a rock.
Played lacrosse at Boulder?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, that is my nightmare scenario, having to take a crap in a scenario where you just can't.
Once you like survive that though, like now, like if I have to shit when I'm walking around New York, I'm like, you're fine.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
Like, you've been through worse.
Well, in the city, you really are fine.
Like, yeah. Well, unless you're like on the like a Williamsburg or like Brooklyn Bridge, like I've had moments in the middle where I'm like, oh, you're fine. Like you're gonna end up on Barstool if you can't figure this out right now.
You might like, as well just get out. Yeah. Might as well just jump off the bridge.
Right. No, like, at that point, just kill yourself. Like I'm a big runner, and like sometimes like on a long run, I'm like, oh my God, like it just can't happen on a bridge.
Yeah.
That's the only, because you're right. Like in New York, you can just dodge into like a restaurant. You're like, get in there, sweaty. Like, where's your bathroom?
I was saying, you could just do it on the street. People are like, oh, I didn't think she
in
was
New York,
homeless. But
that's true.
Right.
I have seen someone shit in the subway.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen a human
like lean over the tracks.
I've seen shit. I don't think I've seen
it. I've seen a guy
shit.
Hold on to like one of the beams and just lean over and just shit. And my friend was visiting from Boston and I was like, oh my God, he's shitting. And she was literally went white. And like, I think to this day, she still has trauma. Like I'm might unpack it with her therapist like once a week. Because she was she did not laugh. She was like, what?
She used to get like shit exposure therapy where like the therapist brings her out to homeless people shit.
I was just like, welcome to New York.
I thought you were going to like break some sort of like world record, like sprinting down the mountain. You know what I mean?
No, I wish. No, like, I didn't make it. I thought I could, which is why I was like, honestly, like looking back, I should have just been like, this is beautiful. I'll be right back.
Yeah. I'm going to take a shit. I mean, I'm going to go see the
but
view.
But I wasn't
this is
like,
the fastest anybody's hiked up and down this mountain before.
No. Now that I'm like a veteran at these moments, I'm like, it's going to be okay. Like, just play it cool. But in the moment, I just thought I could make it to the bottom, but I couldn't.
I would get the shits during every test in middle school. And
really?
Anytime I had a big test, I would have to take Pepto. That
really?
Yeah.
This was like a trick.
Was it a certain class that would get you or all?
Any test, any like before the SATs? Holy shit, was I taking a lot of Pepto-Bismol? Yeah. It was just like I have a nervous stomach.
Yeah. What about stand up?
That's never. If I eat Chipotle before, Chipotle.
See, I feel like stand up. Sometimes I have moments before I'm like, oh, no, this is not good.
Once and I get on stage, it goes away. If I really have to piss.
Once you're
on
yeah.
stage, it goes away. But right before yesterday, I was honestly pretty nervous. Like I was actually.
What'd you do yesterday?
I had like the.
Oh, you were in a competition.
Yeah, I was at a competition yesterday.
Was it here in the city?
Yeah, it was at Stand Up New York.
Oh, was it like the mob?
Yeah, it was that one.
Nice.
It was good. I was.
Which round was it?
Before. It was the semifinals, but. My stomach started acting up before, and I was just like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, it never really happens to me in comedy, but If you make me take the SATs, I will be shooting.
I don't even think it was the nervous aspect of it. I feel like it was more of like the butterflies, what I eat. And
what do you eat?
I mean, it's just like I always like take a couple espresso shots before.
I mean, that'll
you take espresso shots before you go on stage?
Like, depends. Because I have like working day job, I'm just like fucking exhausted.
Like standing in front of an audience doesn't bring you back? I feel like I could be like almost dead and I'll get up and I'm like, okay. Like.
So afterwards, after I go up on stage, I'm like usually very awake, which is like kind of annoying because that time it's like 12 o'clock and
right.
You're like, all right, let's get
that's
fucked
the
up.
Worst. Like I always leave Broadway like just buzzing and I'm like, I guess I'll sit in my bed for an hour.
Yeah, I was just like, all right, I have to wake up in 6 hours. Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun. I love doing it every day.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad we ended on a note where Tori took a shit in the woods. That's a hell of a fucking pop right
yeah,
there.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to cut this episode and put that at the beginning.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
Just in case people trail off. Yeah. I want them to wait know for about this the trail moment. You left on a hike.
Yeah, yeah. I honestly need to turn that into a bit, but...
Yeah.
Now I'll just, it'll be ruined, so.
Were you bit workshopping too?
I was. Okay. I was the whole time. I was waiting for this moment to tell you guys that. Now I'll need to workshop it a little more, but.
Well, we appreciate you coming on to workshop. Thank you so much for coming on,
thanks
Tori.
For having me.
Thank you guys.
Great.
You guys are great. Thanks for listening. You want to plug your stuff?
No.
Socials? No.
Broadway Comedy Club is the place to be.
Hell come through to Broadway. Come through to Broadway Comedy Club. Tori's going to be performing. Alex is going to be performing at Broadway.
You'll get your spots back there. It's in the universe.
Yeah, we'll be out here.
We'll all be at Broadway.
We'll be there. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week.